the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. And let's get started with this one from Women's Day, Knowledge is Power. Broaden your horizons while staying in your pajamas on September 15th, Online Learning Day, with the help of these brilliant platforms. First, Coursera. You can earn professional certificates and even degrees through this platform, which partners with over 250 top universities and companies. Go to Coursera.org. That's Coursera.org. LinkedIn Learning. Their extensive library of over 17,700 courses, updated weekly, is aimed at helping you achieve your professional goals. Go to linkedin.com, linkedin.com/learning. Domestika. Learn Adobe Photoshop or how to design resin jewelry with the help of these creatively focused classes. That's domestika.org, domestika.org. And Masterclass. This streaming platform has star power. It offers more than 150 courses taught by big-name instructors like Mariah Carey and Bill Nye, the science guy. Go to masterclass.com, masterclass.com. From Magnolia. Now, this is a newer magazine I've just started reading from recently. Some call it grit. Life can often feel like a series of brick walls we have to climb. What if the challenges we've met, big and small, weren't there to block us, but to strengthen us? Brick by brick, we're adding layers of perseverance that build us up for what's just down the road. All of us have been tested in ways beyond what we may ever have imagined. Dwelling in the woe of what got in our way isn't healthy, we're told. But there is gain in recognizing what we found inside us as we fought to get through it. Perhaps you've had more suffering and hardship than most, and it seems the dark clouds never clear. Or maybe you look around and think your pain pales next to that of others, feel you can't count yourself among the warriors. It helps to remember we're all on our own journey. Everyone gets hurt. How we measure struggle matters less than what we summon to surmount it. Whether our route has been lined with messy breakups and mundane mishaps or loss and disappointment that made us question our very being, in these detours, what we are flexing is fortitude. By definition, this means a gathering of courage and show of strength. So take heart in knowing these are traits that define you too. It takes grit to leave the house after a bad haircut. It takes patience to weather injury or illness. It takes hope to love again after loss. It takes tenacity to chase dreams that elude us, and it takes resolve to appreciate the good that comes with the bad. Did you know these forces were aligning inside you, that the events you may wish to forget are readying you for something memorable? Often when we ground ourselves in this knowledge, it becomes easier to spot moments between the bricks that are good and worthy of pausing to acknowledge and enjoy. Look back on all you have braved and go forth unafraid. The path is seldom smooth. We hit walls, face roadblocks. We're blindsided and don't know how we'll bounce back. And yet we do more than bounce. We pick ourselves up, unbow our heads, and keep trudging forward, bolstered with a strength we've been building all along. We come to see that the bumps in our way are actually stepping stones, steadying us for where we're going next. Brick by brick, we'll get there, by and by. Where you've been, was there a curveball that knocked you down when it was too hard to look past the pain and see gain? Think back to a setback that pivoted you toward future success. Recall life's events that gave you pause when you pressed on and finally persevered. And where you're going. Think about small obstacles you deal with in your everyday life that might be paving a way for what's to come. The things that seemingly have no purpose or don't make sense now. How might those things be working together to push you toward a new direction? Consider the good that can be found between bricks. Let these moments be solace and encouragement as you press forward. From Woman's Day, this month's health checklist, 5 little wellness moves to make right now. First, do this exercise to improve your Z's, that's sleep. Inactive people who began doing 60 minutes of resistance-based workouts 3 times a week for a year increase their sleep quality, while people who only performed aerobic exercises did not, according to a recent study. So if you're not a fan of weights, check out resistance bands. Watch those sugary sodas. Yet another reason to cut back on sugary drinks. Adults who follow a high-fat diet and also drink beverages sweetened with fructose have a higher risk of developing non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. This condition occurs when excess fat builds up in the liver, and 1 in 4 people suffers from it. So swap out soda for delicious sugar-free flavored seltzer. Cuddle with a pet. Past research has shown that caring for a pet can lower stress and blood pressure, but new data suggests it may also slow cognitive decline. Researchers think the brain boost might be due to lower stress or increased activity. So if you don't have a pet, support your brain by laughing with friends. Stay active to prevent strokes. Tempting as it may be, resist sinking into the couch after work. Among adults 60 and younger with low activity levels, those who spend 8 or more hours a day sitting, not counting the workday, have 4 times the stroke risk of folks who do so for less than 4 hours of daily leisure time. Tune in to an engaging podcast like The Moth and go for a walk after dinner. And last, know the risks of vaping. People who vape may not have the smoky breath we associate with traditional cigarettes, but new research shows that they have more bacteria in their mouths that are affiliated with gum disease and signs of an altered immune response. So talk to someone about quitting and call 800-QUIT-NOW. That's 800-QUITNOW. From Real Simple, 5 perspectives. What we can learn from animals. Our furry and feathered friends have a lot to teach us humans about patience, bonding, parenting, and more. And we have 5 people's presentation here. First, by Grant Colliher, horse trainer and author of Think Like a Horse. I'll spell his last name, Golliher. His advice, give others space. If you restrain animals who are afraid, you'll only worsen their fear. Instead of roping horses, we give them the freedom to move, to escape, and to choose. From a distance, we direct them until they learn they're safe. This approach takes time, but it builds trust. People are no different. You can't force a teenager to deal with their trauma without giving them time and space. You can't order them to trust you, or corner them and expect openness in return. All you can do is be patient. Next, Shelby Van Pelt, author of Remarkably Bright Creatures. I'll spell the last name, V-A-N-P-E-L-T. Her advice, make eye contact and mean it. I once saw a video about a giant Pacific octopus who'd nearly escaped his aquarium enclosure, and I couldn't help wondering what he'd been thinking. Where was he trying to go? If you have the chance to look closely at an octopus, it can be unnerving. Their eyes are complex, and their curiosity is marvelous. It can feel like you're the one inside the tank being observed. That's also true of many other animals. They seem to really see us. In fact, they can often make us feel seen in ways other humans can't. When we're too distracted to pay attention to one another, that kind of relationship with an animal can be incredibly validating. When you're happy to see someone, show it. Dogs never get tired of greeting others. It's an essential ritual in their social lives. Similarly, female elephants put their trunks in one another's mouths to establish their bond. This type of overt acknowledgement is important for humans, too. We crave attention. Smiling at someone or sharing a hug does wonders for our relationships. At a time when we're often interacting online, greetings strengthen our connections even more. And that was Caitlin O'Connell, PhD, behavioral ecologist, and author of Wild Rituals, 10 Lessons Animals Can Teach Us About Connection, Community, and Ourselves. I'll spell her last name, O apostrophe C-O-N-N-E-L-L. And the next, Try a Little Tenderness, that's from Jill Moyes, curator of primates at the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago. Gorillas are honest in their emotions and behaviors. Some mature males, known as silverbacks, start playing with their offspring when the babies are just old enough to walk. These fathers can weigh over 400 pounds, yet when they tickle their young, they're so gentle. Their main role is to protect the family, yet they'll spend many patient hours with their kids when they recognize that the mother needs a break. If we emulated these aspects of gorilla societies, our human ones would improve. And last, Be Truly Present. And that's by Linda Bender, DVM, author of Animal Wisdom, Learning from the Spiritual Lives of Animals. Her last name, B-E-N-D-E-R. Humans tend to live mentally in either the past or the future. We multitask, we criticize ourselves, we get overwhelmed with disappointment and anxiety. Our pets, on the other hand, live in the now. When you come home, your dog doesn't care if you screwed up at work. To him, the sunshine of his heart has just walked in the door. Animals can teach us that we don't have to prove anything to be valued. Try this. Spend a few minutes totally focused on your pet. Look into his eyes and see the unconditional love. You'll be drawn into the present moment, which anyone who meditates will tell you is where we should try to be. From Good Housekeeping, a feel-good fiction read called On the Rooftop by Margaret Wilkerson Sexton, S-E-X-T-O-N. Sisters Ruth, Chloe, and Esther have been singing and dancing as the Salvations for as long as they can remember, spending hours on their San Francisco apartment building's rooftop rehearsing for their weekly gigs at the Champagne Supper Club. But their mother and self-appointed stage manager Vivian dreams of stardom for her daughters, pushing them ever higher at the expense of social lives, boys, and other career ambitions. So when the girls begin to rebel against their mother's drive, the family starts to splinter. While private dramas play out at home, things are shifting in the neighborhood outside their door. One by one, all four family members find themselves grasping at something they see slipping away, albeit each in their own individual direction. Before the curtain comes up, each has to decide whether to leave the spotlight behind or stand in a new kind of light. This is an expansive, big-hearted work of historical fiction about family, love, and what happens when children grow up to chase dreams their parents never imagined for them. From Good Housekeeping, they've compared mattresses and given you the best bedding awards. They're all price levels here are listed. There are six that they're recommending. First, for impressive value, Allswell is the company. Allswell delivers a premium feel at a price under $1,000. Its hybrid model combines the cradling comfort of memory foam with the resiliency of coils, and it ships quickly, compressed in a box for you to set up. This model is a consistent favorite among our testers who rave that it's both supportive and plush. One user told us it feels like a fancy hotel bed, while another said, I love that it arrived in a box. It made setup much simpler. It's the Allswell Lux Hybrid, $675 for queen size, at allswellhome.com, allswellhome.com. For a supportive, firm mattress, ideal for those who prefer a solid surface, Beautyrest's bed has unique double coils to increase support. Still, it doesn't feel too hard. There are layers of foam on top. The price includes in-home setup and old mattress removal. Testers who liked a firm feel gave it high ratings across the board, from comfort to overall satisfaction. One noted that it helped her stay cool and added, I like how it returns to its original shape rather quickly. It's the Beautyrest Harmony Lux Hybrid Mattress, $17.99 for queen size at beautyrest.com, BEAUTYREST.com. For a cushioning soft mattress, this plush mattress in a box from Puffy is designed with several layers of pressure-relieving foam over coils that adapt to your shape, making it suitable for side sleepers and anyone who suffers from back pain. Users noted how it conformed to their bodies, and several woke up without their usual aches and pains. One tester said, "I feel like I'm sleeping on a cloud, but I still feel supported." And despite its softness, it didn't sink in or sag. It's the Puffy Luxe Hybrid, $14.99 for queen, at puffy.com, P-U-F-F-Y.com. Cutting-edge customization, innovative and certified organic, this naturepedic bed has interchangeable latex and coil layers in 5 firmness options you can swap out over time. The modular design arrives in multiple boxes for assembly. Our testers love the personalization and motion isolation it offered because of the separate fills on each side. Also, one told us, "I love that it's organic and I'm not sleeping on a bed of chemicals." It's the Naturepedic EOS Classic Organic Mattress, $31.99 for queen at naturepedic.com. naturepedic.com. Then an intelligent adjustable bed. Sleep numbers, air chambers let you set your own firmness level, and sensors make sure it stays at the perfect firmness all night. It also has built-in tracking capabilities to give you feedback on your sleep. Hundreds of Sleep Number owners told us the comfort was beyond compare. They also noted it felt like a true bed. "I have never felt like I am sleeping on air," one user told us. It's the Sleep Number 360 P6 Smart Bed, $3,099 for queen at sleepnumber.com, sleepnumber.com. And an economical organic option. Most organic mattresses cost several $1,000s, but this model from Avocado is a fraction of that price. It uses certified organic materials like latex, cotton, and wool with recycled aluminum coils for a firmer feel. It's a new introduction, but testers gave it immediate praise. One noted there's a good amount of bounce and no sinking, and also described having improved sleep quality and less back pain. That's the Avocado Eco Organic Mattress, $999 for queen size, at avocadogreenmattress.com. AVOCADOGREENMATTRESS.com. And from Real Simple, Life 101, a list of memories helped me move on. After selling her dream home, Tara Winfield put pen to paper and found perspective. "When my husband took a job in New York City, we had no choice but to sell our house, a place I absolutely loved, in Naples, Florida. It had only been 5 years since we'd approved blueprints and selected our piece of land and our countertops and the clay tiles that would adorn our roof. It hadn't been that long since we'd unloaded our dishes into our brand new cabinets and hung pictures on our pristine walls. Within a few months of living there, we'd put in a pool designed to our exact specifications. We had palm trees in our yard. Palm trees! I cried when we signed the contract to sell, and again when the movers packed up our things. I cried when I cleaned the house one last time before handing over the keys to our real estate agent. And then I made a list. I didn't want to forget a single aspect of the house I loved so much. The amazing water pressure in the shower. The variegated ginger plants under the dining room window. The way the light fixture over our kitchen table reflected off the pool at night. I filled 2 pages in my journal, and like magic, I felt a little better. Then I took it one step further, listing all the less-than-perfect things about our perfect house. To my surprise, that list was even longer than the first. The way our spare room turned home office was always a little colder than the rest of the house. The relentless weeds in the front yard. The creepy neighbor with all the security cameras. The snake that routinely found its way into the garage. Despite the house's flaws, my eyes still get a little watery when I think about the front doors where I'd stand and watch afternoon storms roll in. But while I might not live in that house anymore, I've captured it on a few pieces of paper. I can look at my list anytime I want and remember the good, the bad, the palm trees. Tara Winfield is a freelance copywriter and editor, living with her husband and pug Pearl in central Florida, where oaks outnumber the palm trees. And from Real Simple, in season, stone cold stunners. Gleaming plums steal the show in late summer. You know the classic round varieties, sweet and juicy at their peak. But look out for oblong Italian or prune plums with yellow flesh and a tartar taste we love. Shop for shiny fruit that's firm, smooth, and heavy with juice. Store on the counter until ripe, then stash in your fridge's crisper drawer for up to 5 days. Serve in nearly any baked dessert, from cobblers and crisps to torts and tarts. Combine with a salty hard cheese and bitter greens in a salad, or stir slices into oats for a brilliant purple breakfast. For dinner, grill or sear halved plums, then chop and serve over pork or chicken. From Woman's Day, spiced cod and veggie bake. Active time is only 15 minutes, total time 55, and it serves 4. We need 2 tablespoons canola oil, 1 tablespoon cumin seeds, 1 tablespoon mustard seeds, 1 teaspoon ground turmeric, 1 teaspoon ground coriander, 1 teaspoon mild chili powder, 3 tablespoons mild curry paste, kosher salt and pepper, 1 1/4 pound sweet potatoes, peeled and cut into 1-inch pieces, 2 red onions, cut into 8 wedges, 1 medium cauliflower, cut into small florets, 5 plum tomatoes, quartered, 1 15-ounce can of chickpeas, rinsed, 4 5-ounce cod fillets, and chopped cilantro for serving. Heat oven to 400. In a bowl, mix oil, seeds, spices, curry paste, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Pour all but 1 tablespoon into a large roasting pan. Add the sweet potatoes, onions, and cauliflower, and tomatoes, and mix to coat. Roast, tossing once until vegetables are just tender, 18 to 20 minutes. Then toss with chickpeas, then place cod on top. Spoon reserved spice mixture over the fish and roast until fish is opaque throughout, 10 to 12 minutes. Sprinkle with cilantro if desired. Shrimp with zucchini orzo salad. This is still from Woman's Day. Active time 20 minutes, total 25, and it serves 4. We need 8 ounces of orzo, 12 ounces zucchini, coarsely grated, about 3 cups. 1 tablespoon grated lemon zest plus 4 tablespoons lemon juice, divided. 2 tablespoons olive oil, divided. Kosher salt and pepper. 3 tablespoons grated parmesan. 1/2 cup fresh basil chopped. 1/4 cup roughly chopped fresh chives. 1.5 pounds extra large peeled and deveined shrimp. Cook orzo per package directions. Drain into a colander and immediately fold in the zucchini. Let sit 1 minute. Transfer zucchini and orzo mixture to a bowl. Toss with lemon zest, 3 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 tablespoon oil, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and let cool completely. Toss with parmesan, then fold in basil and chives. Heat remaining tablespoon of oil in a large skillet on medium-high. Season shrimp with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper and cook until opaque throughout, 1 to 2 minutes per side. Remove from heat and toss with remaining tablespoon of lemon juice. Serve with orzo salad. And another, creamy beer cheese. Active time 10 minutes, total 25. This serves 8. 2 tablespoons butter, 1/2 of a small onion, coarsely grated, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup whole milk, 1 bottle, 12 ounces, pale ale, 4-ounce cream cheese at room temp, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 1 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce, 1/2 teaspoon hot sauce such as Tabasco, 1 pound sharp cheddar cheese coarsely grated, and soft pretzels and apples for serving. Melt butter in a large saucepan on medium, then add onion and cook, stirring occasionally till tender, 4 to 5 minutes. Sprinkle flour on top and cook, stirring 1 minute. Whisk in milk, then beer, and simmer, stirring occasionally, until mixture has thickened 5 to 7 minutes. Stir in cream cheese, mustard, Worcestershire sauce, and hot sauce until melted and smooth. Reduce heat to medium-low. Add the cheddar in 3 parts, stirring after each addition until melted before adding the next. Serve warm with pretzels and sliced apples if desired. And it makes 4 cups of beer cheese. And the last one from Woman's Day, pastrami sandwiches. Active in total time, both 15 minutes, and it serves 4. 3 tablespoons butter at room temp, 8 slices rye bread, 2 ounces Gruyere cheese, coarsely grated, 2 tablespoons yellow mustard, 1.5 cups sauerkraut, excess liquid drained, 12 slices pastrami, 2.5 cups baby arugula, 8 cornichons, plus more for serving. Spread butter on one side of each bread slice. In a bowl, combine Gruyere and mustard, and spread on 4 slices of bread on top of the butter. Top with sauerkraut, pastrami, and arugula, then remaining slices of bread, butter side down. For each sandwich, skewer 2 cornichons, then whole sandwich, and serve with extra cornichons as desired. Now, I didn't know what a cornichon is, but it kind of looks like a little pickle. Wee tiny. From Magnolia, seasoning blends. These spice blend formulas from Magnolia Table each make about 1/4 cup. Stir spices together. Store them in small glass jars in your pantry for up to 1 year. First one, apple pie spice. 2 tablespoons ground cinnamon, 1 tablespoon ground nutmeg, 1 teaspoon ground ginger, and 1/2 teaspoon ground cloves. Use to season apple pie or other baked goods. Add to French toast or pancakes. Sprinkle on yogurt or blend into smoothies. Chili seasoning. 1 tablespoon chili powder. 2 tablespoons chili powder. 2 teaspoons unsweetened cocoa powder. 2 teaspoons dried minced onion. 1 teaspoon dried Mexican oregano. 1 teaspoon ground cumin. 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper. Add this to your favorite chili or baked beans, or sprinkle on oven fries. Next one is chai spice, 4 teaspoons ground cardamom, 2 teaspoons ground cinnamon, 2 teaspoons ground ginger, 1 teaspoon ground allspice, 1 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon ground cloves, 1/2 teaspoon anise seeds ground. Steep a spoonful with your tea or blend into a smoothie. Stir into hot oatmeal or add to banana bread batter. And we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.